I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. The iPad is international. Apple's tablet computer went on sale in 9 countries this weekend. Massive lines, as expected. Google issued a list of the most visited websites. Facebook is number 1, and it gets more page views than the next 99 most popular sites combined. And the House Energy and Commerce Committee heard testimony late last week about synthetic biology. They're interested in creating artificial microbes that can eat oil. Timely. We're looking at technology in the military this Memorial Day, specifically unmanned aircraft operated by the CIA carrying out attacks in the war in Afghanistan. UN official Philip Alston will deliver a report this week to the United Nations Human Rights Council calling for attack drones to be operated exclusively by the military and not by the CIA. Noah Schachtman writes the Danger Room blog about national security for Wired.com. Noah, how long has the military used drones?
There are drone aircraft in World War I and World War II. Drones are as old as flight itself.
How advanced is the technology in these planes?
The sensors, for example, are very advanced. The new Reaper drones have very precise synthetic aperture radar that can penetrate the clouds and can track movements very accurately. But the basic idea of controlling a plane from afar is a pretty old one, and the technology's more simple than you'd think. Some of the smaller drones are piloted from right beneath, right on the ground, but some of them, the best known, the Predator and the Reaper, have a satellite dish in them, and they're piloted from all the way back in Nevada.
How does that work?
A pilot on the ground in, let's say, Afghanistan actually is responsible for the takeoff and the landing, and that's done by radio, and then he sort of hands off control to pilots in Nevada who control it by satellite. They sit in a cockpit that looks like a regular old cockpit for a plane, except that instead of where the window would be, there's a screen that shows the Predator's camera.
It's like a flight simulator.
It's almost like a flight simulator.
Except it's actual flight. So that's the technology. But what about the rules of war? Gary Solis teaches the law of war at Georgetown University's law school. He's an adjunct professor at West Point, served 28 years in the Marine Corps. Gary, how are civilians in the CIA using these drones?
The CIA personnel and their contractors, civilian contractors, gather the intelligence. They translate that intelligence into a program which is installed in the drones. They arm the drones. They fly the drones. They pull the trigger on the drones. I think it's important to remember, John, that there are essentially 2 drone programs. One is conducted by the military and the other by the CIA. With a military program, you can find out rough numbers. You know what the targeting process is. You know that if there's a killing of civilians, that certain things happen in the military to try and make it right, to investigate it, etc. But none of those things are known as to the CIA's program. In other words, there's a lack of transparency, which troubles many individuals.
What is the current law governing a program such as this?
The law of war says that civilians may not take up arms and take a direct part in hostilities. Civilians and CIA personnel are civilians, and they are surely taking a direct part in hostilities when they pull the trigger on a Hellfire missile fired from an armed drone.
Is the technology outpacing our ability to manage it?
Well, there's no question that drones are becoming the primary means of attack in Afghanistan and Iraq, and it's pretty clear that in the future they are going to be even more dramatically involved. The day of the fighter pilot is certainly drawing to a close, but I don't think that that means that technology is outpacing the law. The question is whether or not we want to, well, how closely we want to adhere to these drones, or whether we're going to try and seek some sort of change to the law. And I think, John, we should also remember that there are 40 nations that have drones. Today we're flying them, but tomorrow there is going to be Taliban and Al-Qaeda agents who are flying drones. So this does have some practical significance for the battlefield.
We contacted the CIA, but they were unavailable for comment. Finally, Japan has already announced plans to send a humanoid robot to the moon in 2015. Now it turns out they're planning a moon base staffed entirely by robots by 2020, an all-robot moon base. But I'm sure the robots won't use it as a headquarters from which to plot their conquering of the Earth. We'll be fine, don't you think? This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.